the commission and the sewer sales tax the help that it's provided the city of Branson over the years. We've had several projects, sewer mains, lift stations, treatment plants, projects that has benefited from the sewer sales tax. And as Brad had mentioned, with tourism comes a challenge, and with the city of Branson having a population of just roughly over 10,000, it's a challenge to provide those services to the amount of visitors that we receive each day, and keep that economic engine running for the county. So we appreciate the sewer sales tax, and appreciate the commission helping us with projects, and continue to support this, and hopefully for another 20 years we'll have the opportunity to continue to maintain and expand the systems to take care of the county needs. Wide, so appreciate it. Thank you.
I believe that's it for municipalities. We just wanted to start this discussion today and hopefully get some action soon. The deadline is May 25th to submit to the state to certify the election for August.
Did Jonas have anything?
I'm sorry. Yes, Jonas Argus was here, and he is with the Taney County Partnership. He did want to say a few words. I did forget about that. Sorry, Jonas.
No, you're fine.
Good morning. So I think from our point of view is we're all about growth, business growth, and now as of late, residential growth as well. And if you think about the growth we've had in Taney County since 1993, it would not have been possible without this dedicated source of funding to expand wastewater treatment facilities and infrastructure. So as we look forward, growth is going to continue. The demand that we're seeing on labor currently, we have to have more residential growth. And by having this tool, it allows us to look at other areas of the county where are maybe more feasible and more kind to developers to develop residential housing, both single family and multifamily. So we're in full support of that. We feel that the people's resources have been taken care of very well by not only the sewer district, but also the municipalities and the partnerships that they have forged. So we're in full support of this. We will, as an organization, provide support to the ballot initiative in the form of managing an education and information and advocacy campaign to help get the word out, help voters know what the issues are, when to go vote, being it's the only thing or projected to be the only thing on the August ballot. We would need to get voters out, and they need to understand what's on the ballot and go and vote yes for Proposition A. So we will be doing that if you choose to put this on the ballot. So thank you.
And that's just continuing a tax that already exists. It's
exactly, yep. Mm-hmm. A renewal.
Mm-hmm.
And use the word renewal.
I was able to have a conversation with the county's attorney, Travis Elliott, recently, a good conversation with him. Sent him the previous ballot languages, and so he's aware of the meeting today happening right now, and told him I'd follow up with him. So be glad to take any questions you all might have.
For the record, for anybody listening, Proposition A and Proposition B, go ahead and give
an explanation. So the original tax was a 93, was a half cent sewer sales tax. The renewal happened in 2000, 3 years prior to this initial 10-year sunset. That ballot initiative had a Prop A and a Prop B. Proposition A was to renew that tax for 20 years past the sunset date of 03, and that's where we get our current sunset date of 2023. Proposition B was included on there by the county, asking the voters if the sewer sales tax could be used to fund law enforcement facilities. Probably other people that could speak more intelligently than me about that, but at that time the law enforcement judicial center was being contemplated, I believe, and that was the county's way of looking at could they fund some law enforcement facilities out of the already passed sewer sales tax. And it's our understanding, based on legal counsel's opinion, that that provision would fall off at the end of the expiration of 2023. And unless it was put back on the ballot, it'd be gone.
And then with the passing of our law enforcement tax last year, that wouldn't be needed anymore.
Right. So that was a great thing to have that law enforcement tax passed last year.
And my understanding is that actually ends October 1st of 23. Is that correct?
Yes.
The other thing, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to mention one other thing. I just thought of there is what's called a cool down or cool off period for this tax. It's currently 2 years.
Okay.
If the tax, the way it reads, if it passes or fails, you cannot vote on that tax again for another 2 years.
I knew some was one, some was something. This is two. We mentioned a 20-year sunset. Just while everybody's here, we can have discussion. Is that the best? Do you want to look at a different earlier, different later? There's been some talk because it's been boom, boom, boom with tax. Is it better to look at maybe something a 22-year or a 25-year? Is there any thoughts on that from anybody here?
So I will say there has been some conversation recently about a 25-year term, and the thought process behind that is the sewer fund, it's down single digits. I mentioned it's $7 million, and it will continue to drop a little bit over the next year or two.
But make sure to clarify that's because the purpose of that tax is to use it.
It's being used. It's being utilized to sewer the county, and there's lots of big projects being completed right now. The thought behind a 25-year term stems from the need to potentially bond for a future sewer project or projects. Those bonds are typically paid off over a 20-year term. So if we were to take the next 2 to 5 years and plan those other projects and go through that process, which can be a long time frame to go through the bonding process, that would allow a 20-year term to still be there at the end of that 25-year term, if that makes sense, to pay that bond off and not have to go back to the users or not have to put it back on the ballot towards the end of that term, if that all makes sense.
We've done that. What was the Bee Creek? Was that
Bee Creek? The Bee Creek was a bonded project.
How long was it?
It was a 20-year term. Fortunately, we had some reserves built up about 8 years ago, and a large portion of that bond got paid off early.
Right.
There were some bonds that were callable, and those paid off early and saved the county quite a bit of interest. Otherwise, that would have been paid off in 23-24 time frame, and that bond has just been paid off at the end of this last year.
Well, we made those larger payments about 5 years ago.
Yes, somewhere around maybe six, seven years ago.
Has it been that long?
Yes.
So with that being said, do you guys have any thoughts on that?
The discussion that we had was, is it passable if we mess with the dates? And I'm not as up to date or as knowledgeable about East County vote. West County vote, there might be a chance of that 25-year, but it was kind of the consensus of the municipalities that that would be a struggle to have to explain why we're changing that, and the discussion that you're having right now to get a rugged grasp of that. So the risk-benefit analysis was kind of consensus of the municipalities that we continue with the term that it currently has.
Yeah.
In the 2000 vote, it was 2194 yes and 1036 no, and I did not think to get it broke down into, or I would have done that.
Percentage?
Yes.
It's 67, I believe it was 67% in 93 and 66 in 2000. They were right there at two-thirds pass rate.
But in answering the east side part,
yeah.
I didn't check
yes.
on that.
Okay.
But I would hope with, I've not owned any part of the county and talking to anyone heard any opposition, the need, and how the sewer sales tax has been a very positive thing for everyone. So I would hope to see that number greater throughout by everyone joining together. The change, I'm hoping that with just being one box to check, that that will help, that you have, you don't confuse it by voting because an A and a B. You have the ballot. I don't know. We have, what, maybe a week. When, Travis, when will that come before us to approve? Because it needs to go back to the county clerk earlier than the 25th,
right.
24th.
In conversation with him, he thought he had plenty of time to get that to you all here over the next week or two and, you know, make that approval to send to the state.
Maybe everyone can kind of get a feel from those that they come in contact with. Is they, if you feel the date change will make a difference between 20 years and 24, 25. Mm-hmm. Will it be, those that come out to vote, will it be an issue?
That's the only question about that. There's no question about whether it's smarter to vote 25 than 20 in public sector finance. 25 is smart. There's no doubt. Mm-hmm. Perpetual is the smartest, but we don't believe that that is even mm-hmm. on the table for discussion. So 25 would be the smartest. But again, that has to be tempered by, and means it's the only thing on the ballot, the vote no people against all taxes are going to be here.
I think there'll be one other thing on the ballot, but it'll be Marionwood's Village.
And I think if we were a little further out from the sunset date, we would probably feel more comfortable putting 25 years on there, mm-hmm. given that we're only 2 years out. And if it did fail, it would have one other shot to run in 2023 without having much of a lapse. And we talked the other day, there actually probably would be a little lapse for a few months if it were to fail this time around and then be passed again in 23.
It always is a gamble, but what I saw in maybe a recent election is though that we're voting for it, were educated and they got out and encouraged to vote, and some that were against an issue didn't even realize it and didn't get out. So the job would be is all of those to educate everyone to get out and vote. I'm just speaking.
Certainly, at least, I'll say for Hollister, and I was the one that said leave it alone up there, but that was mm-hmm. in deference to a meeting that the municipalities, sewer district folks and the municipalities had, that we felt like that was a risk. If, in fact, you guys think it's not that big a risk, it is much smarter to do the 25.
I would hope everyone would kind of research out those that they come to and we make that decision when they bring the language to us.
Well, we'd have to, yeah.
It would, yeah. He would have the option.
We have either 25 or 20.
Yeah. Just my thought.
You know, something else to think about between 93 and 2000, and then the 2000, was it 2010 census that had everything changed in 2012-ish? Those district lines are completely different now, so looking at any voter data would be hard to, because now your eastern district is pretty much outside of, I mean, anything north of Branson, and that's all yeah. eastern now considered, so the population, and they benefit from it. I mean, Emery Creek.
There's a huge difference.
There's a huge difference now, so mm-hmm. and that's just something to think about, too.
Yeah, that was our interpretation. I have gone back and looked at some of that data, and it is different.
It's hard. Yeah,
it's hard.
You have to keep that in mind whenever you're looking at that data.
Yeah. Yeah,
but when you look at it, you don't actually look east and west. You're looking at the
voting
precincts,
right?
Yeah, and that's not changed a great deal.
The population numbers have changed in those voting precincts.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's just something to keep in mind whenever you do look at data. Well. Like you guys have all stated, obviously it's been a great benefit to the area. It was touched on that, you know, even with the pump-out programs, that everybody's been benefiting, but just the fact that it keeps the lakes and environment clean. And that